Much is said about reform at all levels of government, but surely we the people often wonder what actually happens and how does it affect our lives for the better. Reform is needed to ensure the rules by which we live in society are fair and appropriate for the times. Now, the politicians and bureaucrats have become ruthless and wayward in their retention of power and seek short-term adoration by the public. This is no way to run a region or a country, and just being popular seems to be paramount, but it seldom produces results. Gold Coast City Council is chartered with managing our city, and we're represented by 14 divisional councillors. As far as I can tell, not one of these councillors is raising the issue of inequitable rates. And by this I mean the charges levied against ratepayers to generate the income needed to help run the city. Put simply, the rate structure is wrong. The general rate is calculated using the value of your land, so this means the more your land is worth, the more you pay. So to reveal a big problem, let's consider Mrs. Smith, who lived in her home at Southport for 30 years. As things changed over time, her land became more valuable, so her rates go up disproportionately, even though the services she receives from the council are exactly the same. Now, Mrs. Smith can't pay the higher rates, so she's forced to move and leave the home and the area she loves. How is that fair? And why is the general rate on residential property based on land value and not on the services supplied? It's clearly wrong. The general rate is really just an evil wealth tax because it's assumed the more your land is worth, the wealthier you are, and so you should pay more. What absolute rubbish. And why do the current councillors continue to support this unfair and inequitable approach? The reason is that they're held hostage to popularity and have willingly become part of the general malaise in order to retain power and to keep their snouts in the trough. So why do we the people vote them in again and again? In Rotary's pledge, the question about everyday action asks, is it fair? And I've always thought that the Rotarian who wrote that simple line hit the nail on the head. Fairness is an essential part of civilised society and a philosophy that Gold Coast City Council would be well advised to apply to rates. Why is it that we must pay more if our land is worth more? We're supposed to be paying for services, and in reality every residential property should share the same rate burden equally. The way it works now is not fair and is certainly not equitable. Yet the silence for reform by councillors is deafening, and in fact things are getting worse. The Mayor's current plan to set a standard early rates payment discount of $100 again favours the lower valued landowners. He says that 60% of the ratepayers will be better off, but ignores the 40% who will be worse off and who may be the least able to pay. Again unfair, and shows the thinking of council at its dysfunctional core. So let's hear about real reform from councillors and let's start holding them to account every day. First up, let's reform council rates so that every household pays the same because we should be paying for services alone. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.